T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The Hate Crimes Task Force has another case to work on. It's disturbingly similar to many of the other cases the task force is dealing with. This one happened in Chinatown, as Glenn Shuck reports from Chinatown this morning. Glenn?
This 55-year-old woman smashed in the face by a stranger, the man wearing an orange hoodie and denim jacket. The force of the punch sending that woman down to the sidewalk in front of the Kong Sik Tong Cafe, not far from Mott Street, about 6:15. It was captured on video. You can even hear the punch.
You hit me, fool!
And the video had been sent over to Assemblywoman Yulin Nu, who posted it on social media. She spoke with CBS2.
It's heartbreaking and obviously very devastating and traumatic for my community. I can, not understand why people can't just see that. We are also human.
Now, the suspect was taken to Bellevue for a psychological evaluation. The woman treated for facial injuries at a nearby hospital as the investigation continues. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Chinatown.
They were the emblem of what was wrong with the city back in the early 90s. Now they're back. Squeegee guys. They clean your windshield, whether you want it cleaned or not, and they're expecting to be compensated. They can get testy when they're not compensated. The New York Post spotted four of them. Working cars stopped at a light at 40th and 9th. There was a fifth guy there, apparently the foreman or something, overseeing the operation. The crew apparently fills their buckets with water from the restrooms at the Port Authority bus terminal. One of the crew, talking to the Post, said the cops leave them alone, although that's paraphrasing how he put it. The crew seemed to be focusing on high-end SUVs with jersey plates. At least one driver appreciated the service, exchanging some cash and a fist bump with his squeegee guy. It's the oldest trick in the book, a stranger offering candy to kids, but it might have worked in Brooklyn if the father of the targeted kids hadn't been right there.
It happened Saturday. A man driving a red SUV pulled up in front of a house on Norfolk Street in the Manhattan Beach section. He offered candy to two brothers who were 5 and 7 if they would get inside with him. Their father was nearby, and when he approached the SUV, the driver took off. Georgie lives on the block.
Just to hear that young children may be lured by someone is very sad and disturbing.
Detectives have been walking around in plain clothes trying to catch the guy who could be charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Manhattan Beach, Brooklyn.
Cops are looking for the hit-and-run driver who killed a 70-year-old man in Brooklyn last night. Happened around 11 p.m. as that man was trying to cross Atlantic Avenue near Nevin Street. No ID yet on the victim. And as for the car that hit him, all we have is a dark sedan. The Democrats running for mayor are supposed to debate again tomorrow night. Unlike the last debate, which was one big Zoom call, this time the candidates will debate in person at Channel 7. Meantime, they'll be out and about today. Andrew Yang will deliver what he's calling a major address on why he's the best candidate to change the city. Catherine Garcia will be doing something on Instagram Live. Eric Adams will pay a visit to the Spofford Juvenile Detention Center, where he was sent as a teenager after being beaten and arrested by the NYPD. He, of course, later joined the department. Somebody's been dumping German Shepherds around New Jersey.
Looks like there's 10 dogs altogether that have been left throughout the state, and two were actually left by the Palisades Highway, which is obviously incredibly dangerous, and the other ones were left in various towns and areas.
That's Megan Brinster of the Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge. It's not clear who's doing the dog dumping yet, but she suspects it could be an overwhelmed backyard breeder. They're doing DNA testing to see if these German Shepherds are related in hopes that'll lead to where they came from. For now, the dogs need some time to be socialized before they can be put up for adoption. President Biden will be in Tulsa today to mark the 100th anniversary of the race riot that destroyed the part of the city known as Black Wall Street. An art gallery in Manhattan with an exhibit marking the anniversary was reportedly vandalized Sunday night. Rico Wright owns the Black Wall Street Gallery in Soho. White paint was smeared over the word black on the gallery's window, and Wright tells Channel 7 he's not entirely surprised.
Racism and slavery have been a part of New York's history, and New Yorkers just haven't known. And so this just illuminates that fact.
The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. When helium balloons are outlawed, only outlaws will have helium balloons. The Southampton Town Board out on the island is considering a bill to ban the sale and distribution of balloons filled with any lighter-than-air gas. So this would presumably apply to hydrogen balloons as well, if you can find one. Penalties for sale or distribution of outlawed balloons would include a $1,000 fine and up to 15 days in jail. Proponents say it'll cut down on pollution and protect wildlife, as some balloons have landed on the beach, and ospreys have even used discarded balloons to feather their nests. Among those not in favor of the ban, Sandy Fiore, owner of Hampton Balloon and Party Rental. She says balloons are about 65% of her business, and she'll have to relocate if this passes. People who shoot other people did not take Memorial Day off. There were at least 10 shootings in the city in just a six-hour period yesterday, starting about the time it got sunny out. Reports coming in from every borough except the Bronx. Among the victims, a 15-year-old boy shot to death around 10:30 last night at 123rd in Lexington. A 30-year-old man was wounded in that shooting. Four men were shot in front of a bodega in Bushwick after getting into a fight with three other men. They're all expected to survive. Two young men were wounded on Staten Island on Steuben Street in the Concord neighborhood. No arrests reported yet in any of these shootings. Before all those shootings, an Amazon driver in Bushwick got into a dispute with a man near Wyckoff and DeKalb. That man then fired a shot into the delivery truck, grazing the driver's face. Cops are still looking for that shooter, too. But it wasn't all shootings yesterday. There was also a stabbing in the subway.
It was just after 6 a.m. Two guys who knew each other got into it at the 125th Street station at Malcolm X Boulevard. Ashley says they were arguing about drugs and money.
It was rowdy and it was fast, you know.
Police say one man threatened the other with a broken-off umbrella handle. The other guy pulled a knife but dropped it. The attacker picked it up and stabbed the 51-year-old victim in the rear shoulder. He was taken to Harlem Hospital in stable condition. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.